Chapter 1. Melissa Ross hated the wind that always swirled around the gas station her father owned at the intersection of the two highways that ran through Four Corners. She knew both highways led somewhere else, but being only 12 years old, she didn't know where. She guessed it had to be somewhere much more glamorous and beautiful than the dry, hot, sun-baked desert that surrounded Four Corners. The two highways that intersected at Four Corners, 395 running north and south, and 58 from east to west, were heavily traveled by cars and trucks. The trucks drove fast and the cars drove even faster. She was sure they wanted to drive as fast as possible, so they could get someplace where people didn't have to listen to the incessant sounds of traffic and wind. No one wanted to stop at the Four Corners unless they needed gas. Her mother, Ellen, had often told her about those places. They were towns and cities that had museums, antiques, and art, all the things her mother loved. She and her mother spent hours looking at the art and antique magazines Ellen subscribed to. Looking at the magazines was the only thing they could do to escape the constant sounds of incessant traffic on the highway. Cars and trucks frequently stopped at their gas station while they were on their way to another part of the state. Each time a big rig shuddered to a stop, their tiny apartment behind the gas station shuddered as well. Her mother promised her that someday they'd leave and get to see all the wonderful things they'd seen in the magazines. Ellen's eyes lit up when she talked about the trips they would take. Melissa didn't care about the destination as much as she wanted to be a part of something that made her mother happy. The rest of the time, when the dog-eared magazines went back to their place on the cluttered shelf in the tiny kitchen, the shining light in Ellen's eyes went out. A few months earlier, her mother had finally persuaded her father to buy a computer. Despite her father's protestations, he'd relented and her mother spent hours on it, with Melissa by her side, looking at museum sites, auction results, and antiques. The faint traces of a smile crossed Ellen's face as they explored the art world online, every click transporting them farther away from the dust and grime of Four Corners. "Someday, Melissa, someday," Ellen would say, guiding her daughter's hand as it rolled the computer mouse across the mouse pad, and together they traveled the globe with it. Someday never came for Ellen. When the San Bernardino deputy sheriff came to the gas station that morning, along with a man from the county coroner's office, Melissa knew that something bad had happened to her mother. She tried to go into her parents' bedroom, but her father told Melissa and Ed, her older brother, to stay in Melissa's room. It was the first time she'd ever seen her father cry, but not the last. Later, after her father called a couple of men he knew to take over the gas station for the day, he'd come into Melissa's bedroom where she and Ed were sitting on the bed. He'd sat down between them and taken their hands in his.
"Children, something bad's happened,"
he said, gulping for air and wiping a tear from his cheek with the back of his hand.
"No use sugarcoating this. You'll find out soon enough. It'll be the talk round these parts for a while. Your mom couldn't go on living here. Always promised her I'd take her to the big town when I made enough money. Didn't happen," he said, openly sobbing, his thin body racked with grief. He caught his breath and continued. "She couldn't take it no more and took a whole bottle of them pills the doctor in Barstow gave her for depression. At least she didn't suffer. Must have taken them when I was out gassing up the truck early this morning. Came in to get me some breakfast about the time I always do. There weren't no breakfast. And I went into our bedroom and that's when I found her. She weren't breathing and was white as a sheet she was laying on. I called 911.
Melissa sat in silence, holding her father's hand and watching the tears roll down his face. Ed was the first to speak.
"Dad, what are we gonna do now?"
"Son, we still got each other. We'll just have to work this out."
He put one arm around each of them, pulling them close. Ed pushed his arm away and stormed out of the room.